Philadelphia nonprofit Safe House was back in federal court Monday in support of plans to open a supervised consumption site for people who use drugs. The U.S. Department of Justice has asked a judge to dismiss the case. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports.
U.S. attorneys say supervised consumption or overdose prevention sites violate the Federal Controlled Substances Act. They argue Safe House does not qualify for any existing exemptions to that law or other constitutional protections. But Safe House's legal team said a plan to operate such a site is protected under the First Amendment on religious grounds because the religious motivations of its board members are driven by the desire to save lives and provide shelter to those in need. Attorney Alana Eisenstein led Safe House's arguments.
I hold out hope that the mounting evidence will convince them and also convince our local leaders that this is an appropriate and proper measure to help mitigate the risk of overdose in our community.
A federal judge is expected to issue an opinion in the coming months. If DOJ's request is denied, the case will move on to discovery. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.